Thank you. Next item is item number 19, pulled by Councilmember Barnes. Councilmember Barnes, do you have the comment, or you would like to get a staff report?
I would like a staff report. I think it's important for us to be able to qualify this. Thank you.
And I have our interim city manager. Have your staff give a report on this, please. Item number 19.
Yes, Mayor and Council, again, our purchasing agent, Mr. Bartlett, and also Chief Cisneros will be available to assist on this item.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, Council members. This is Barry Bartlett again from the purchasing. This is a multi-part item that we're recommending for you tonight. We're asking that the council adopt a resolution that would authorize the acquisition of this specific technology from the company Tactical Support Equipment, and then also approve a specific policy for the usage and the privacy applicable to the use of such equipment. On that adoption of that resolution, we're asking the council by motion to increase the police department's current year budget in a specific Department of Justice fund in order to cover the costs of the purchase licensing warranty and support. And this is item is being submitted as a sole source, and thus we're asking the council to waive policy 4.0 to allow me to issue the necessary purchase order for the acquisition as well as long-term maintenance of these items. As far as the specifics related to this, there is the resolution and the actual policy attached to the item, and that concludes my part of the report. If there's any questions I can answer, I'll be happy to do so, and I'll turn it over to Chief Cisneros.
Councilmember Barnes, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I need that more in layman's terms. Maybe the chief can tell me so I can get my mind around spending this money. A cell phone site simulator? I'm just need more information. Can you help me there, Chief?
Absolutely. Good evening, Mayor and Council members, Council Member Barnes, and citizens of Anaheim. I may start to be aware that we're the fourth safest city, urban city in America regarding violent crime. This is done through the great work by the men and women of the Anaheim Police Department in collaboration with our community and other city departments. One of the key components of why we have that distinguished mark is because we use technology also to provide a safe environment for all to live, work, and play through reducing crime, creating partnerships with our community, and being a high-performing organization. So this photo tracking equipment, which is in front of you today, has been in existence with the Anaheim Police Department since 2008. This will be the third vendor we have used since we began tracking cell phones. With cell phone tracking equipment, we are able to reduce the man hours of searching for victims or suspects by hundreds of hours. This brings a level of efficiency that few departments have. To give you a better understanding as to what we have used it for, not what could be used, but what we have used it for, is for search and rescue, critical missing people, locating injured suicidal people who are unable to call for help, kidnap for ransom victims, hostage rescues, mass casualty threats, credible hostile threats against churches and religious groups throughout our community, human trafficking, mass murder, fugitives, drug interdiction, homicide investigations, fugitives, serial rapist investigations, and so forth. This equipment is not something that we can just say we're going to turn on and go forth. We require, or the carriers of these cell phones do require us to have a court order that is signed by a judge. In the last 4 years, we have done form warrants, a total of over approximately 1,200 in the last 4 years, which means about 300 a year. With the trend of people's lives becoming more digital, this equipment will be needed even more in the future. Our current generation of cell phone tracking equipment that we currently have at the Anaheim Police Department is since 2012. And I thought I saw some documentation, but I don't want to, you know, I believe it was over 600,000 when that was purchased back in 2012, and is no longer going to be supported after July 2020. In attachment, you do have our policy, which also was included, and it states our policy or deployment process. Once the investigation concludes, we are required to delete all of the data at the conclusion of the investigation, which it has been gathered for. So hopefully that has given you a better understanding of the product in front of you. This is being purchased through the asset forfeiture, and it's not general fund dollars. We can't supplant, so therefore we cannot use asset forfeiture money to hire police officers and so forth. So it's basically for equipment, one-time funds. And if there's any questions, I'm more than happy to answer.
Thank you, Councilmember Barnes.
I noticed that it says the training will be scheduled at the city's request. Is the training also included in this price?
That is correct. It is included.
Okay. And how effectively, like how many cases did you say? Because I'm reading through the resolution about all locate at-risk persons or missing children. How many cases has that been effective? How many have we been able to?
I don't have that kind of information, which I could gather for you. What I have given you, though, is the different situations that we have used it in, but I do not have in front of me data that would break it down and so forth. Our special investigation unit, which would be responsible for this information, does all of our phone warrants, and they approximately do about 300 per year for the last 4 years.
Okay. I'm just thinking about our elderly, should they become lost or whatever, and, of course, any missing children. But I just am looking, again, at new cellular communication equipment. And if we've been using this since 08, I take it that it's been extremely effective for your department.
Yes, ma'am. It's been effective for us, and it's also been effective for the county. Previously, we had purchased this through UWASDE, which required us to use this with all county agencies because of the funding that was done based on this new proposal. This will reduce our use with the additional county agencies and be strictly for Anaheim. Obviously, if there is a need in other areas, this will give us a better ability to recoup some of our man hours because we are the experts when it comes to this.
Why is it called tactical support? Sounds kind of...
Ma'am, I can't answer the question as to why they decided to call their company Tactical Support Equipment. I just know that they provide a product that is very important for the city of Anaheim.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. At this time, is that a motion, Councilmember Barnes, on this?
Move the item.
Move the item. Is there
second.
A second on? Second by Council. At this time, I'm going to ask my council colleague, anybody has any more question on this item number 19?
I do, Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, Council.
Chief Cisneros, thank you. And some of the concerns I have regarding this predate yourself. I've brought these questions before, and perhaps either state law or others have now alleviated some of these concerns, but there's back in 2016, the ACLU raised a lot of questions about these type of devices as they relate to surveillance and privacy and civil liberties, and extensively documented what they suggest is a secrecy to the purchase of these devices in Anaheim and in other cities, and that we do loan out these devices to surrounding cities, where their citizens may not even be aware that these devices are being used. You mentioned, one of the things that they mentioned is potential, again, this is 2016, so you get updated, the potential warrantless use of these. And I guess the ACLU had to sue the city to get public records around the use of these devices, and ultimately we had to turn over the document. But the documents they say they obtained in that public records suit do not confirm whether Anaheim police investigators obtained a warrant before using these devices, and that the records, our own records, state that Anaheim obtained a, quote, court order or, quote, court approval for use of these devices, but a court order is not necessarily based on a probable cause as is required for a warrant. So can you kind of clarify for us if that has not shifted because of either state laws or our own policies? How do we assure the public that this is used in the way that you said they intended? Because I think what you said is quite compelling.
Yes, and so one of the great things that we incorporated was our policy that was incorporated in the staff report. It does state in there the requirements that we do require to get a search warrant. And it has been common practice for many, many years. And I will tell you that I have no knowledge as to what happened in 2016, so I will not opine on that. But as far as regarding getting cellular carrier information, the police department cannot just go to one of the main cellular companies and say, we just want data. They require us to have a search warrant. Even though they require it, we also require it in our policy, and that is stated on 428.4. There are certain times, and this has happened previously in other areas. I can't speak for the city of Anaheim, but in other areas where I work, there are at times when there is life and death situations that we are able to request this information from the carrier. That being said, though, it has to be immediately in a quick manner. We do have to follow up with a warrant from magistrate. And so there are checks and balances. That is the reason why I have provided the policy with this recommendation.
Thank you, Chief. Can you explain the difference that they cite between, I'm trying to go back to it, between what they say is that we use court orders or, let me see the wording again. My apologies, Chief. Court order, court approval, rather than a court warrant. What's the difference?
This is Rob Fabella, Chief. I can try to help you out. I'm not sure what the organization is alleging, but I do know the policy that we have requires, absent exigent circumstance, some sort of a search warrant, which the general standard is that you have to show to a court or to a judge a reasonable belief that criminal activity is taking place or has taken place. So the judge must be given enough evidence to make that sort of finding before issuing a search warrant.
Okay. The reason that matters is they know that these devices, and Chief, you could correct this, I mean, if this device is not relevant, that why this matters is these devices are able to access hard-to-access spaces, they say, such as the interiors of homes where people have the right to be secure from unreasonable searches under the Fourth Amendment. So is that what you're suggesting, Rob, that we have to get a warrant if we're going to use this in any way in that capacity?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true from a Fourth Amendment perspective as well as the policy that's being presented. Both the Fourth Amendment and our policy does make exceptions for exigent circumstances, which, of course, is a very high threshold that's would be attacked after the fact.
And who would make that determination of when a circumstance is exigent?
The police officers make that often in consultation with attorneys, but they make it based on their experience and the importance or the urgency of the particular matter. I think the policy, correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, actually sets forth some examples of exigent circumstances.
Yes, it does. And the unit sergeant with authority over use of SHOL advises section lieutenant regarding the use of CSST, identifying the facts and reason for obtaining a search warrant. In most cases, if extra service a search warrant will be obtained within 3 days of use of equipment and will be completed in accordance with the requirements set forth in 428.32, which, I'll have to go back to that. It says, except as prior inspection, the party desired to use obtain a search warrant prior to its use. So just like I stated a little bit earlier, they will then have to go in front of a court to make sure that what they have done is appropriate.
Right. So this is the moment where the most ardent Fourth Amendment civil liberties protector is in front of a TV and they're yelling, you know where they are, go get the equipment, why do you have to wait for a judge, right? They're about to lose their life, is kind of how I'm like a lot of times we say, well, you know, we have to get it done. I guess my question is, we never think about in those shows, what's, of course, a life is always saved. But in real life, if it's determined that actually a search warrant cannot be obtained, what then happens?
So the investigation is concluded, the information is deleted, and then we try to determine if there has been a violation of our policy.
Have we had any circumstance, any investigations of that nature to this point?
No.
Have we had any violations at this point?
No. And I will say this. I want to make sure that I'm very clear with this. I've been here since 2018. This system has been here since 2008. So I don't want to speak for something when I was not here. I can only tell you since I've been here.
Right. But certainly it would be in our files, right? If this system has been utilized and we later found out that it was not warranted.
If there's a sustained allegation, that information would be something that possibly could be there depending on the period of time when it occurred.
It appears from the policy it's the sergeant, the unit sergeant with authority over use of the CSST will advise the section lieutenant regarding the use of CSST. So Mary, those are the questions that I have at this point.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there any other council member have on item number 19, any more questions? Is there a motion?
Mayor Sidhu, there was a motion by Councilmember Barnes, second by Councilmember Cream.
That's right. This is Councilmember Cream. So there's already a motion and a second on item number 19. At this time, if there is no other question by my council colleagues, can I have the roll call, please?
A resolution of the City Council of the City of Anaheim approving the acquisition of and usage and privacy policy related to cellular communication interception technology equipment. Mayor Pro Tem Fessel?
Aye.
Councilmember Barnes?
Aye.
Councilmember Brandman?
Aye.
Councilmember Kring?
Aye.
Councilmember Moreno?
Aye.
Councilmember
Moreno? With all due respect again. Yeah. Hello? I'm sorry, City Clerk. I was going to say in the roll call that with all due respect to the Chief and, of course, the hard work of our police department, I certainly see the need for this, the compelling need of exigent circumstances. That said, I feel that right now we're under a lot of scrutiny around surveillance and our police department, and I feel like there's a couple of things that we still needed to learn about the data of how this has been used in the past for me to approve this evening, so I will abstain.
Councilmember O'Neill?
Aye.
Mayor Sidhu?
Yes.
The vote is 6 ayes, 1 abstention. Abstention by Councilmember Moreno. Motion carries.